This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News. U.S. Appeals Court signals readiness to exempt relatives from Trump's travel ban, asking the hearing, how can the government take the position that a grandmother or grandfather, aunt or uncles of a child in the United States does not have a close familial relationship? Like, what universe does that come from? 64 Asian American organizations filed a complaint to the Department of Justice in 2015 that argued that Asian applicants to Harvard have 67% lower odds of admissions than white applicants with comparable test scores. China in 2016 accepted more than half of the world's exports of scrap copper and waste paper and half of its used plastic, spending $18 billion on imports of waste, but has alerted the World Trade Organization that in 2018 it will no longer accept 24 categories of solid waste as part of a government campaign against foreign garbage. In a landmark decision, South Africa's Constitutional Court ruled that evictions may not be granted if they lead to homelessness. A feared eviction squad called the Red Ants is sometimes used by developers, so named because of their red jumpsuits and helmets. In Norway, there's a collective leave in July. In the Netherlands, many construction workers must take off 3 weeks in July and August. In France, there used to be a rule that some bakeries had to stay open in August for tourists, but so many people take off, the average speed on some roads nearly doubles. FIFA and the Brazilian government, before the last World Cup, agreed to set aside and protect 1,000 hectares of habitat for three banded armadillos for every goal scored, but neither have fulfilled their commitment. On the doctorate award in science and engineering in 2015, 40% were given in the life sciences. Of the doctorates granted to African Americans, 40% were in psychology and the social sciences. Researchers are finding that gender and racial biases are pushing people in different fields of study. 3.3 million people worldwide die from alcohol. 1.1 billion people worldwide smoke tobacco. More than 200,000 people worldwide die annually from drug overdoses and drug-related illnesses. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.